This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is For a Better Life from IRB English Radio. I am your host, Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkol. This discussion is related to Islamic lifestyle and is based on the Quran and Islamic narrations. The topic of today's discussion is the continuation of the topic I raised in my previous part of this program, which is the harmony and balance between the inner feeling and the outer expression. It is certain that human actions are a reflection of their intentions, a reflection of their desires and feelings. These feelings appear in a natural way, because everything we do is based on a prior intention we had and a prior decision we made. Everything we do is deeply related to our way of thinking or vision and our inner emotion. As a result, when something is hidden in our heart, we may reveal it to others. And in other words, we are not totally successful in hiding everything in our heart. The inner side will manifest itself to others. In a better and more understandable categorization, a part of this unwanted manifestation of our inner feeling is out of our control. I mean that even if we try to hide something in this category, we are unable. What is hidden in our heart will become evident involuntarily. For example, if you are scared of someone or are scared of a situation you are involved with, our fear would be shown in the form of losing the color of face, dryness of the mouth, rapid and irregular heartbeat, or what to say, the tremor of hands and the like. Then people would realize we are scared. Or, for instance, if we are deeply angry with someone, the color of our face would turn red. Then people would realize we are furious and angry. These sorts of manifestation are usually beyond one's capability. No one can control them, since these are the natural reaction of the body and are unavoidable. But sometimes, this is the second category, sometimes a person has something inside himself that is not related to the natural reactions of the body. If a person tries to keep them concealed, he has to try to create a duality between his words and actions and what he has inside himself. He has to make difference between his inner feelings and his external appearance. This duality is possible when a person is totally alert, deeply careful about everything. But since most of us are busy with different problems and we have to tackle various situations, we confront with a sort of neglect and, what to say, a lack of attention, so that what is inside manifests itself in thoughtless actions or uncalculated words. In my previous program, I talked sufficiently about the negative outcome of this secrecy. I said that not only it makes the life more difficult, because we have to pretend to be someone else and not to be real in our behavior, but also we cannot be successful, since our inner feeling will become revealed unintentionally. Consequently, we had better choose one of these two ways. Either we don't hold a grudge against someone and make our heart pure of every negative feeling about other people. This is one of the ways. And the second way is that if we have a bad feeling towards someone, we share it with them. Talk with others about our feeling, but of course in a calculated and controlled way. Since creating harmony between our inner emotions and our outer expression is not an easy task, we had better try to reform our way of thinking and to make our heart a place of only kindness and goodness. Please pay attention, dear listeners. In many cases, this is us who can manage our inner feelings. We need to train ourselves to mostly see the positive side of other people. We need to direct our mind to their good behavior. Do not think about their bad actions. For instance, if someone did not honor us as we expected, instead of thinking about his bad behavior, think about other situations that the same man showed us affection and honored us sufficiently. Thinking positively distance us from a lot of negative emotions and pesky attitudes. Let's go for a short break. I am Said Mehdi Tavakkol and I will be back soon. The topic I am talking about is that we usually can find a way to make a harmony between our inner feelings and outer appearance. When we see that keeping a kind of irritating emotions is not that much easy, we either can change our emotions by changing our attitudes towards others. We can say to ourselves that I am not 100% perfect, then others are not as well. We can share our negative feelings we had toward others with those people. We can share it in a respectful manner and calculated way. When we know that our reaction and behavior unconsciously reveal the reality that exists inside our heart, then why we don't make the heart the only place of what Allah pleases? As soon as we find out that something has penetrated into our hearts that is not in harmony with the pleasure of Allah, we must throw it away. In this case, the divine brightness of our interior spreads to our appearance. Our actions and our behavior changes in a way that only transfers the good kind of thinking we have in our heart. Because of this, when we look at someone who is pious and God-fearing, we notice that he is a pious man from his appearance, because the brightness he has inside his heart manifests itself from his expressions, from his appearance. In Islamic narrations, we are advised to behave in such a way that if someone sees us, they remember God. This point is alluded to in chapter Fat, when Allah says about the followers of the Prophet, سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. If you look at their faces, you can find the sign of prostration in them. As the interpreters of the Quran says, this verse has a wide meaning, a broader meaning, and prostration here refers to the peak of their humility in front of God and their piety. Here, let me recite the narration I mentioned in my previous discussion, that Imam Ali said, مَا أَضْمَرَ أَحَدٌ شَيْئًا إِلَّا ظَهَرَ فِي فَلَتَاتِ لِسَانِهِ وَصَفَحَاتِ وَجْهِ. There is no person who conceals a thing in his heart that it is revealed through his unintentional words from his tongue and in the expressions of his face. When this is the case, and when we cannot hide our inner senses, why we do not direct our inner part to only those things that have the color of Allah? Why heart that should be a place only for Allah and what Allah desires should be a place of grudge, hatred, discomfort from others, and the like? The life of this world, which is short and temporal, is not a place for getting involved in these trivial things. As we read in one of the Islamic supplications, Allahumma la taj'al ad-dunya akbar hammana. O Allah, do not make this world our most important concern. Of course, in any case, discomfort from others and the way they act may enter our hearts. But as I said, we can find a way to tackle it, control it. We should not think about it that much. instead should direct our line of thought to something that is related to Allah. We should train ourselves in such a way that this world and its affair does not become the focus of our main intention and our concern. Then we would find out that life has become much easier and much godly. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of pine.